Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. 810 Rock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Got a high of 48 today. Sunshine coming. It's still brisk this morning, but it's going to get warmer.
Any meatballs in the weather?
No, not today. Oh. Maybe later. I don't know. I got some meatballs for you.
What?
No. Good God.
Have you seen that new Geico commercial where they, where did they hit ice cream? The soft serve.
Oh, yeah, the soft serve, yeah.
And then the guy at the end, we hit sprinkles.
I love it. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show, brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
Taco Bell sauce or guy with a knife?
Taco Bell sauce.
You want to do Taco Bell sauce? I shouldn't give you the option. We're doing the knife.
Okay. Combine them both.
Well, actually, you could. I'll see what I can do. I'll do my best. So some guy walked into a gas station in Huntsville, Alabama.
Alabama.
He had a knife on him. This took place on Saturday. He tried to rob the place.
A knife.
But the cashier pulled out a machete.
Oh, now that's a knife.
And pushed a button to auto-lock the front door, so they were locked inside together.
Oh.
And it was on.
Round one. There's security footage
of them getting into a knife fight while the cashier called the cops. But neither of them landed any serious shots. The robber was 32-year-old Seth Holcomb, and he eventually broke down the doors to get out, but then the cashier chased him outside and started attacking his car with the machete. He broke out at least one headlight, smashed the windshield, slashed one of the tires. Then he got into it with the guy's girlfriend, who also had a knife.
Damn.
Good God.
It's a knife family, huh?
They eventually drove off, but the cops pulled him over nearby. Both Seth and his girlfriend are facing several charges and could get life in prison. Here's the video.
And if they get the death penalty, his final meal is going to have Taco Bell sauce.
That's right. There you go. Perfect.
You like that?
It'll save his life.
Tied it all together.
I want to find the security footage.
So imagine this. You go to rob a place. The guy locks the door behind you. He pulls out a machete and puts on a Jason Voorhees mask.
Oh, God. Dude, let it go. Here's the video. Look at this. So they got the video going right now. Look at him.
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm actually impressed. Dude, he ripped those doors down. Good God.
It's just thieves. I love it when thieves just get beat up. I just can't stand thieves, man. Can't stand them.
Oh, my God. Dude, he is just going to town with that machete. Just run away. All right. Well, now you know. Yeah. Be careful. Make sure you know what's behind that counter, I guess.
Right.
Bring a bigger knife.
What would you rather be beaten with, a machete? Or would you rather have him pull out like a baseball bat?
I think a machete.
Club you to death.
Machete would be a cleaner death.
You know, a couple swipes.
Yeah. I don't know. After The Walking Dead and seeing what Negan does with a baseball bat,
man.
I'd rather have a machete. You know what people don't utilize enough? Spears. If you're going to rob something, use a spear.
Yeah, you got to launch it.
You got a long stab region there.
You know?
I mean, I'm not saying you should rob a place, but
like an old Spartan. You know, a shield and a spear.
If you're going to rob a place, bring a trebuchet, all right?
Right.
Just start bombing rocks over there.
Yeah.
That's how you rob a place. They had it right back in the day. That's your WTF.
WTF of the day is brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Stop by Gilson Cycle on Pipestone in Benton Harbor to get your motorcycle ready for the season.
The weather's been insane.